Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and on this half hour of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring music from the 1980s. We'll be hearing from Rick James, Diana Ross, The Boys, Mary Jane Girls, Brian Willis, Michael Jackson, and Rockwell. The second half hour will feature the very early hits of Marvin Gaye. That's all coming up this hour on Motown Memories.
She's a super. Motown songs. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Well, that was Dial My Heart by The Boys. That reached number 13 from 1988. Well, The Boys were four kids under age 15, and their last name was Abdul Samad. They were found singing on the beach in Northridge, California in 1988, and they had three consecutive top hits for Motown. Well, before that, we heard from Diana Ross, I'm Coming Out. That reached number 9 from 1980. And we started out with Super Freak by Rick James. That was a number 16 tune from 1981. You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And this half hour, we're featuring Motown hits from the 1980s. Well, as December's 1979's calendar pages were torn off to herald a new decade, Motown, that once tiny Detroit record company, could look back from its Los Angeles headquarters with pride. While in the 60s, Motown had forged the sound of young America, but they continued with a different sound in the 1980s. And now here is Mary Jane Girls.
Sweet.
listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. Email Tom your requests at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Well, that was Bruce Willis with Respect Yourself. They reached number 5 from 1986. While Motown had signed TV stars in the 1960s, such artists as Paul Peterson, Irene Ryan, yes, Granny from the Beverly Hillbillies, and Soupy Sales. But it was not until Bruce Willis, who was riding high as a star of Moonlighting, had a chart hit. Well, Bruce Willis was a fan of classic Motown and had played harmonica in blues bands as a youngster. His great song, Respect Yourself, that was backed by the Pointer Sisters, reached number 5 in 1986. Well, before that, we heard from Mary Jane Girls. That was In My House, and that reached number 7 from 1985. Well, Mary Jane Girls were the backup band for Rick James, who we've heard earlier this half hour, doing Super Freak. Let's continue now with some of the great songs from the 1980s, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone.
Well, that was Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell that reached number 2 from 1985. What's interesting about that song is that Berry Gordy's 19-year-old son Kennedy, who had auditioned for a Motown recording deal without his father's knowledge, contributed backup vocals to that song, Somebody's Watching Me. Released under the stage name Rockwell, the Paranoid Funk Fest rocked up the charts to reach number 2. Well, before that, we heard from Michael Jackson, Farewell My Summer Love, that reached number 38 from 1984. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and this half hour we've been featuring Motown songs from the 1980s. Well, coming up, we're going from the 1980s to the 1960s. We'll be featuring early Marvin Gaye hits, all his hits from 1962 through 1965, some of which you probably have never heard because they just don't get airplay anymore. That's all coming up the next half hour, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.